Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Week 3 College Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Got a package here, D'Anthony. It's addressed to Delco. No return name, no nothing on it, so I don't know who this came from here. We'll start with it. Looks nice. Looks like a nice... Oh, boy, I think I know what this is.
Is that a Bo Nix jersey? What is that?
No. No. It appears to be Clemson, which is a school that a very popular quarterback used to play for.
DJU.
Come on, dude. Somebody sent in a DJU jersey?
Let's go.
My God.
Buy low.
Buy for your ears as low as it gets. What do we got here? Is this signed?
Oh, it's signed. Yeah, it's on the front.
A signed DJ ukulele
jersey. Oddly enough, the signature reduced the value by 20% because he's a fucking loser.
Holy shit. Oh, you guys are the best, dude. the best. I love that there's no name either. It was just like, hey, let him know and tell him to go fuck himself here with DJ Ukulele.
Well, luckily for Florida State.
It's a nice jersey.
It only gets worse.
Does it? Is it worse for Florida State or worse for Notre Dame this week?
It's well, that's debatable, but Florida State's one of their running backs is out for the rest of the year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, their whole team is pretty much giving up on the year. That could be a 5-win team. We're looking at. We'll start with the top. First of all, thank you to everybody who came out to the Brown Jug at the University of Michigan for the live show. And got the meet and greets and all that other stuff. Rang up a bar tab that was a record breaker for a college there. You guys did it. You absolutely did it. Now, yes, we pay for booze. A lot of people are asking for paying for tickets, too, on games like that. No, the answer is a hard no on that. Those are $500, $600 there. And especially not Oregon. We've gotten some requests for the Oregon game.
Yeah, you're...
No.
Sorry.
No. But we will have free booze for you, merch, everything else. A guy went to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm still not sure exactly what happened there. I kind of expected
shots. I think it was shots, too.
I kind of expected to see somebody in Maine talking about it, but I didn't see anything over the weekend.
Oh, I saw the pictures. They got pictures of him in the ambulance and stuff.
Yeah, but that wasn't like... I kind of wanted a Facebook post or something to kind of catalog exactly what went down, because I'm still not sure. I've consumed a lot of alcohol in my life. Not once have I ever even considered going to the fucking hospital.
No. The other part, too, was there was a lot of shots on top of obviously the 8% there, and everybody was surprised at how great it tastes, and they were like, oh, I don't taste the 8% at all. I was like, go easy. You will, but yeah, I saw him getting out of there in the ambulance. We'll see what happens. Obviously, somebody give us an update on that young man, but people were champions that day, and we had a great time. However, Michigan did not. Michigan had a bad weekend this weekend here.
Yeah, I don't think it's well, they don't have a quarterback, so that's a problem, but I think it's less about Michigan and more about Texas offensive line.
You think so?
It's the biggest offensive line I've seen in college football since the fucking Miami Hurricanes. In the late 90s, early 2000s.
They're big boys.
I mean, they dwarfed Michigan's front seven.
Yeah. Do you see what they're doing there for NIL?
Well, the same thing Kirby Smart's doing.
Yep.
Get linemen, dude. I mean, it's the same thing that NFL GMs do. They pay linemen.
Yeah.
They draft them in the first five picks of the draft. They get paid when they're good. Offensive linemen are the most important position on the field other than the quarterback.
And look at what happens when you have a allegedly blue chip quarterback and no offensive line.
Yeah.
You lose by fucking 30 to Nebraska.
Yeah, you get hammered. Yeah, and you know what's Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football right now.
Yep.
Just do what he's doing. Why not mimic him? And look, Georgia is a fucking big school too, but they're not going to outspend fucking Michigan or Texas or any of these teams. Sark is doing the right thing. Do whatever Kirby does. You've got more money at Texas. So if you do what Kirby does, then you should beat him. That's the theory, right?
And that is exactly to
for that's, that's how Kirby beat Saban.
Yeah.
So Kirby beat Saban, or to give a better, a good example in another sport, to whether or not people believe it or not, the Red Sox took Moneyball.
Yeah,
from the A's, mm-hmm. and then won like four World Series with it.
Yep. Yeah, they applied it to their own team. Yeah.
So they took the strategy plus way more fucking money.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're any of these schools, I don't give a fuck who you are, Notre Dame, Michigan, Texas, and you're not doing exactly what Kirby Smart is doing with all the money you have, you should get fired immediately. Notre Dame's guy should get, he's out. He's got to go.
I agree.
He's terrible. We'll get there. But yeah, this Michigan game was all about, like, Ewers was pretty efficient.
He was okay.
He didn't like wow me or anything. There were two passes that he made that were fucking elite level passes, mm-hmm. for sure. But the rest, it was just kind of like, yeah, that's good.
I'm glad you brought him up to start with, because there isn't that many quarterbacks in this class. This class of NFL quarterbacks right now that just came through. I think Delco and I were talking about this entire class could be potentially a bust.
No, Jaden Daniels would be elite.
I don't know.
He's gonna put up the kind of numbers that fucking Michael Vick did, for sure.
No.
He's got 100%. 100% he's got that
kind of talent. I know you love the Redskins, man.
I hate the Redskins. I don't want... imagine if
you
he had been...
You picked them to win 10 games last year.
Imagine if he had been... Because they have a good team. They just have terrible coaching. But, like, imagine if Jaden Daniels had been picked by the Bears instead of Caleb Williams, who is fucking terrible at everything. He's Daniels, bad at literally everything.
I think they're Daniels the same.
Would be... No, he's not. What are you talking about?
Daniels is going to put the same numbers that, like, yeah. Sam Howell did, because he has to.
What's that?
He's going to put up like similar numbers to Sam Howell because Sam Howell had to throw the ball.
He's
going to put up 100 plus rushing yards every game.
Yeah, well, but you shouldn't be – that shouldn't be your game plan.
Why?
Like that's an emergency because it's never won. It has never won a Super Bowl in the history of –
won for Jalen Hurts.
When? No, he's never won a Super Bowl.
He didn't
Bowl.
Win the Super Bowl, but they fucking got pretty goddamn close. It wasn't his fault specifically. They didn't win.
It's got Jalen there, got Cam there.
Yeah, but it's more like Justin Fields type.
It is.
He's so much better than Justin Fields. That's a ridiculous comparison.
He was 17 for 24 for 184 yards.
17 for 24, you mean like 70%?
But for 184 yards?
He can't fucking make the receivers run better. That's not his problem.
I mean, it's not great. And then you can't be your team's leading rusher and win a game.
Like, that's not true. Cam did it for a fucking like 5 seasons.
And he never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got right to the edge. And it wasn't his fault that they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Whose fault was it?
Their defense gave up the fucking final score.
He had a safety in the opening of that thing. He wasn't great in the Super Bowl.
You don't play offensive line as well. That's
I don't think a running quarterback can win a Super Bowl. I don't think Josh Daniels will. I've said this on the show for years. Lamar Jackson will never win a Super Bowl.
Also, that Panthers team had Jonathan Stewart. They had a couple running backs.
They had a good team over the years. Steve Smith was always fucking good there. I just don't think a running quarterback will ever win. It's too hard in the NFL. You're going to get hit too much, and it's going to slow you down and get dinged up throughout the year. It's just next to impossible.
Well, Steve Young won a couple, and he was a running quarterback.
He's retarded.
He only won one. That's right. Yeah, he lost the second one.
But you know, that's me personally. I don't think they'll ever win. And
I don't think the Redskins will ever win a Super Bowl. I think if he's smart, he rejects his fucking 5th-year deal. It's like, nah.
Because Mahomes is shifty, but he only does it when he has to. He would rather throw first. All these quarterbacks that would rather throw first usually have success. CJ Stroud's another one. He doesn't run the ball very much. He'll do it if it's an emergency.
He's got an elite offensive line.
He always has.
Yeah, but you can't compare the two. It's not the same thing.
But his accuracy is just off the charts, which makes him so great.
Yeah, with a pocket, you could be more accurate. And by the way, Jaden Daniels' accuracy is off the charts, what you just said.
But Carolina had a great offensive line for years. Michael Vick had a good offensive line for years.
17 for 24 is 71%.
Yeah, but they're
just little dink and dunk maneuvers.
Because that's what's available because his team sucks. That's not a reflection of him.
Those were second half numbers too. Like the fucking Bucks got up big.
Yeah, it was a blowout at one point.
This is delusional nonsense. I mean, Jaden Daniels was the best player taken in the draft last year. Caleb,
not even close.
Yeah, he's
Marvin waiting. Harrison Jr. or fucking Malik Nabers.
Did you see Marvin Harrison Jr. wide open with nobody throwing to him all day? That's his fucking NFL debut.
Nothing he can do. But he's got a quarterback has to get him the ball.
Yeah, and then fucking linemen have to block for the quarterback, and receivers have to get open. Saying the comparison, you're just like.
A running quarterback has never won a fucking Super Bowl ever.
No,
ever.
No,
ever in the history of the NFL.
No.
It's just the facts. Like it just won't happen. I mean, how many? What are we on? 52 right now? 52 years of this? No running quarterback has ever won a Super Bowl.
This is 55, I think.
Yeah, 55 years we've had no running quarterback win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's not true. I mean, the first couple were probably running quarterbacks.
No, they were all white smokers.
Yeah, but they didn't throw the ball very much.
I mean, it depends on what you want to go with. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl.
No, he passed. I never considered him a runner, did you?
He's one of the all-time leaders in rushing yards for quarterbacks, I'm pretty sure.
Like look it up. He's another guy who runs in emergencies, though. Like he's always looking to throw first. And as much as we shit him on him on the show, he was a pretty goddamn good pocket passer for years.
He is. Yeah, he's fourth all time in rushing for QBs.
Yeah. Who's the top three?
Vic, Newton, and Lamar.
So 0-0 across the board. Who else? Who's five? Just out of curiosity.
Randall Cunningham.
Never won.
Steve Young is sixth. Josh Allen already eighth.
Yeah.
He'll get it.
And
he'll get it.
He'll never get a ring.
He will.
You think Josh Allen will ever get a ring?
So two of the six guys you mentioned in the top six have won.
Yes.
Steve Young.
And three of the other three have been. So it's like, all right, cool, man. It's just not true what you're saying.
They've won one fucking Super Bowl in 55 years.
No, they've won two.
Who's the other one?
Russell Wilson, who's the fourth all-time leading rusher, won. Steve Young won.
Do you consider Russell Wilson, though, a rushing quarterback?
I do consider Russell Wilson. Steve Young, I think, is more on the fence of a definition for that. I don't know.
Steve Young kind of pioneered that shit, didn't he?
He totally did, but he was just such a better thrower. Like, he's such a good passer anyway that it's...
He was a good passer in West Coast. Yeah, I'll give him that.
Russell, to me, is like a straight up... You didn't design offenses around Steve Young running the ball.
Yeah.
Whereas you can or did with Russell Wilson back in the day.
And then Cam and Randall, I mean, they were always better athletes than they were quarterbacks.
I mean,
I don't know about Daniels if he's going to. He threw the ball really well last year with a shitty. His offensive line sucked and his defense was terrible. And he threw the ball really well.
But he had Malik Nabers, who's one of the very, very best there is.
Yeah. And Washington will probably win four games this year and they'll draft a first round wide receiver next year.
Potentially.
Or, who knows? I mean, I don't think he'll ever have any super success in fucking Washington. It's such a poorly run organization. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a tough one. But as far as this year's crop of quarterbacks,
it's not good. Carson Beck is the best, right?
Maybe.
Because what they'll say is, oh, who plays in a pro-style offense? Like everybody in fucking college, except for Army does now, so shut the fuck up, right? But he's... good in the pocket, reads progressions okay. I don't think he's all that great, to be honest. I think he's good when nothing's happening.
He's great.
But like in a collapsing pocket, like he does move around well. He sees the pocket pressure well. So I'll give him that.
I'm not impressed with any of these quarterbacks this year or last year, to be honest with you, across the board. And I think that's why we're seeing what we saw over the weekend in the NFL.
Yours is the second-ranked quarterback, and somehow Shedeur Sanders is still... like in the top five.
Did you watch him play?
Yeah, he's terrible.
They've given up. That team is just giving up.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Nope.
His dad doesn't give a fuck.
No one. The kid's out, by the way. The other kid's out for the year.
Yeah, Shiloh.
Yeah, so Shiloh's gone. It wouldn't shock me if Shedeur shuts it down the rest of the year.
Or if the university fires Dion. I would fire him already.
I don't think they're going to fire him because they're putting asses in the seats.
When your kid is the fucking allegedly the best player of the team, Travis Hunter's the best player of the team.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to get drafted in the first round. But if your kid is the leader of the team and he just fucking walks off the field like 2 minutes
before
left in
over,
the game,
yeah.
Like fuck off, dude. You got to pay for that. The other decent quarterback that's going to be in this draft is Miller Moss from USC, but I don't know, man.
I haven't seen enough of him yet, so the verdict's still out. The rest of them, though, I mean, I can tell you just looking at the top three. Do you want Carson Beck as your pro quarterback in the NFL?
I would take him in like the sixth round, right? Because there's a decent chance he would be a good quarterback. Maybe like the third or fourth round. But for a first-round lottery pick, fuck no.
He is 6'4", 220.
Who cares?
It's weird. He looks so goofy. I thought he was smaller. That's why I'm saying that.
There's no way. Even if Tom Brady was taken, what, in the sixth round, fifth round, something like that?
Yes.
It's like he doesn't have any of the stuff that makes you think he's going to be a franchise quarterback. That doesn't mean he won't be. Maybe he will, but you don't use a fucking lottery pick on that.
What about Cam Ward?
Cam Ward looks fun. It's...
We'll see.
Yeah, I will see. We'll see how this plays out with Miami because he was on a dog shit team. So like,
he's the kind of guy that's got to be on the right team to succeed too. Which that, I mean, to some degree is true of any player or quarterback.
Kind of carried Washington State.
He did, yeah. And I'm curious. So if he carries Miami this year, I would probably take him at one. But the rest of these guys, no. I mean, I'm looking at like Ohio State. You're not taking Will Howard to lead your fucking team. Quinn Ewers, not sure.
I knew the first running back I'm taking is.
Who's that?
It's that fucking kid from Boise State. Holy shit.
Yeah, that kid's good.
He fucking lit Oregon's ass up this week.
That kid's good. That Judkins kid for Ohio State. Jesus Christ, he's good. 9 carries, 100 yards.
We'll see if he puts up 200 yards on Oregon.
You know, they're not giving him the ball, so they're going to have to switch. Oregon is in trouble. They should have lost again this week. which is crazy. But we'll start with the wins and losses, as we always do on mybookie.com. Again, promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. How's our internet stitch today? Delco?
Went out again.
Did it really?
I mean, we're trying to ride it, but it's not promising.
All right, it's not promising down here. They're working on the highway again.
It's a perfectly clear day.
I know, sure is. It's like
beautiful out.
Beautiful. It's like fucking 85 yeah, we're for the cashing. First time ever.
We're cashing hard.
All right, so let's start with the first one. Georgia, Texas, Tennessee Tech, no spread on this game. Doesn't really count, 48-3. How much stock do you put in this? I didn't even know where Tennessee Tech is.
Who?
Yeah, me neither.
It's in Tech, Tennessee, actually.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Lovely this time of year. Lovely this time of year. Same with the next game, Ohio State with Western Michigan. I took this as a homer. Obviously, they covered. It was fine. Did what they needed to do there. The kid to watch for Ohio State is Jeremiah Smith. That's the best prospect at wide receiver maybe ever. And he's starting at a very true 18 years old, and the numbers he's putting up are absolutely disgusting.
It's going to be interesting to see. He's 6'3", like 210, 215.
At by 18 years old.
By the time he leaves college, he's going to be 6'3", like 230 probably.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's you're getting into like the Mike Evans Megatron body style right there. It's and he's definitely more athletic than Mike Evans already. Yeah. I don't know about Megatron. That's a whole different situation, but he could get there for sure.
Yeah, it's look, there was a lot of hype on this kid. He knew about the hype. He talked about it in the press conference, but watching this guy play, and he had an 80-yard touchdown called back in that game. That kid is going to be fucking generational. Next up, Texas destroyed Michigan. We got that. Got that at 6.5 points. Didn't matter. It was 31-12. Michigan just does not have a quarterback. You also forget, and you know, we had really good seats, obviously, so you're able to see things on the field that I always talk about all the time on the show that necessarily everybody else doesn't. Their coaching staff, I forgot Harbaugh took all their coaches. So when I was looking at their coaching sideline, I was like, oh shit, I don't see anyone except for Connor Stallions in a disguise. But they took the DC, they took everybody with them. So it's not just the quarterback at Michigan. They just emptied the cupboards over there as far as taking all the coaching staff. South Florida, Alabama. Don't let this final fool you. This was close at halftime. It was 14-6.
It was 14-13 in the fourth
with
quarter.
With 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Dude, so we were, because, you know, our game was at the same time. So we're in the stadium and I'm looking at it and everybody's like, yo, the fuck's going on with Alabama? Did you guys watch it? What happened there?
Yeah. So South Florida had the ball. They're down a touchdown. They got it to within the 5-yard line, settled for a field goal instead of going for it, kicked the field goal, down 5, and then Alabama just woke up.
Gotcha. Because it said they scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. Wow. What, didn't they have problems with South Florida last year? Isn't that when they benched Milroe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they benched him.
Now, that South Florida game, wasn't it rainy as fuck last year?
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
South Florida, they'll just never schedule them again.
Why would you after 2 years in a row of this?
It's not bad though. South Florida might win the American, so like they could find their way into the playoffs.
Okay. Next up, we got Northern Illinois, the Salukis, now ranked. Look at that, beating Notre Dame. You and I were in the airport for this and laughed our asses off. Holy shit!
It was two games back to back, actually.
Yeah.
So they kicked this field goal, Notre Dame loses, and who is the next one?
Oregon versus Boise State.
No.
Kansas, Illinois?
Maybe.
The only other upset out of the top 25 is Kansas, Illinois, and Iowa State, Iowa.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it was Iowa State, Iowa, yeah.
There was that, but there was also Penn State was struggling against Bowling Green.
Yeah, they look like shit. We'll get there, though.
Yeah, we'll get there. But Notre Dame, man, look, the coach...
Why are they still ranked? If you lose to Northern Illinois, you got to be gone. They're, what are they, like 22nd now or something? I know it's AP, so who fucking cares, but... They're still ranked. Why? You can't get beat by like the 190th ranked school and still fucking be ranked in the top 25.
They have a deal with NBC, so like NBC wants those numbers.
I believe NIU is ranked now as well.
They are.
Yeah, they are now, but they won't be after fucking, well, I don't know who they're playing, but let's see. Who do they got coming up?
Me neither, but the worst
part
about this.
NC State. They'll probably lose to NC State.
This was at home. This was Notre Dame at home. And the coach, Freeman, came out and said the kids bought into their own hype. sorry, that you're just a terrible coach. Like,
I also don't believe that Notre Dame has a great home field advantage.
No, but also Marcus
have
Freeman.
Have you been to Notre Dame?
God, they're 18th. They're 18th still. Yeah. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Marcus Freeman's too handsome to be a good coach, you know?
He sure is.
That's what it is.
He's not great, and they're going to have some problems there. Because this is the second week in a row. They didn't look great. They didn't look great against A&M. And then, boom, the Salukis come in there and beat them. Didn't put any money on this game. Luckily, the spread was really fucking high.
We're in week two, and there's 4 1-loss teams still in the top 25.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You got to win your early game. Now, Clemson's got an excuse. They played a real team. That's Georgia. They look like shit, but they played Georgia. Notre Dame played NIU, motherfucker. You got to be gone. I don't know. Who did LSU lose to? USC?
USC, yeah. That's fine.
That's okay, I guess. But Michigan losing neutral to Texas, field. That's fine, too. You can't. That's a top five team. Oh, man. It's got to be that TV deal. I don't know how else. Because they looked... Every part of Notre Dame's game looked bad.
Dude, this is what happens. This is what drives me and him as non-Blue Blood fans insane every year. People get their numbers and keep their numbers on brand name.
They just squat on them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening here. If you don't think NBC wants a number next to Notre Dame on a week-to-week basis there, Peacock, they got to still sell Peacock and shit. That's all this is. Ole Miss.
Yeah, I don't know if Notre Dame is going to they've got a couple of easy ones coming up, Purdue and Miami, Ohio. But
I think this looks like a 3-loss team to me now. Riley Leonard is a fucking disaster.
Yeah. Disaster.
I think they're going to lose.
The coach isn't great.
I think they're going to lose to Louisville.
Yep. I think USC is probably
definitely
a loss.
Definitely going to lose to USC.
You can honestly, between Georgia Tech, Navy, and even at Purdue, look, Purdue sucks, but at Purdue's, I guess, a spooky place to play sometimes. This probably 2-3 loss team.
Three. I'll say three. And Navy could sneak in there and do something weird that day, depending upon what Notre Dame even is at that point. Next up was Middle Tennessee at Ole Miss. They fucking rolled. Jackson Dart. 377 and a tutty there. He's on his way to a Heisman. All right. I always say always bet on Boise. Always bet on Boise. I've said this for years and years and years. Boise covered. Easiest call of the day there. I don't know what's wrong with this Oregon team. I can't figure it out. Can you?
Well, I mean.
On paper, they have the talent.
They got ran all over by Ashton Janti, however you say his fucking name. He's the best running back in the country. Like, he'll be late first, early second round pick, probably.
He has 9 touchdowns in 2 games.
Yeah. He played Georgia Southern the first game and had 267, but then he played at Oregon at 192. Yep. He put 192 on the ground against Oregon.
And 3 touchdowns.
That's fucking wild. Yeah. He is very, very good.
And imagine when Chip Kelly and Ohio State comes to town with Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. If this is the game plan against Oregon... Holy shit. Great. Open it up.
Just run the ball. Yeah, I mean.
They're a little soft.
Did they drop in the rankings because of this?
Yeah.
They should have lost this game.
Yeah, they went from 7-9. It wasn't that bad. But, yeah, it was. I don't know. I'm surprised to. I know they lost the game, but Boise State might creep into the rankings here.
Boise State is good.
Good. They're good every year. Every single year they're good.
They are a contender for the playoff. If they can, they can't really lose again. Because no 2-loss G5 team is getting in, but an 11-1 Mountain West champion who lost by 1 score on the road against Oregon, who will probably remain in the top 10 for most of the year, you can write that off.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Boise's been good for 20 years now at this point. When was the Fiesta Bowl where they had the handoff against Oklahoma?
It was like 2005.
Yeah. Yeah. 05, 06, I mean, they've been good for 20 years now.
There's a couple of games. Like, they should win all these games, but at UNLV could be problematic. That team's pretty good.
Washington State, too.
Washington State's all right, but they got it at home, and they have Oregon State at home, too, so not to worry about those. At Wyoming, it is a weird game. Some people do that sometimes,
they can't score right now.
Yeah, I think they're bad now, so... Yeah, they should probably win this out. The only real problem game is at UNLV because for some reason they're good this year. But they got a good chance of being in a fucking playoff. That's wild.
Next up, Penn State Bowling Green. All right, we were at the game, so we didn't get to see this. What happened in this game? Did you guys watch this?
I mean, Bowling Green fucking is a MAC school, right?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That is so, Urban Meyer's first head coaching gig.
It, it was awesome. The first half, Connor Bazelak of Mizzou fame.
Former Mizzou great Connor, the basilisk Bazelak.
He was just torching Penn State with 5 yard outs. Like, I've never seen somebody dissect a defense with just the shortest of throws.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this. 34-27 here.
And that's then, fucking bad.
And then Penn State, like, figured things out on defense. Bowling Green scored 3 points in the second half.
27 points to Bowling Green at home? I mean, that's terrible.
Drew Allar is not great.
We say it all the time. Well, yeah, I agree with that. I don't think he's ever going to be great. Singleton's okay as a running back, but Franklin's a terrible coach. I've said this before many times. There are three types of coaches. Ones who make adjustments between one game and another, one who makes adjustments at halftime, and one who makes adjustments as they fucking discover what's going. And nobody on Penn State staff is the first one is elite. That's an elite coach. Mm-hmm. They run a couple of series like, oh, that's getting jammed up. Talk to my coordinators. Here's why it's getting jammed up. All right, we're going to try this other thing because it'll match up better. That's how a great coach works. And Franklin's just not even good. He's not even good. I mean, it took him a full half to figure out Bowling Green.
Yep.
Like, maybe one quarter. Maybe you have a slow first quarter or you give up a score or two in the first quarter. But Jesus Christ, you can't give up 30 points to Bowling Green at home.
No, that's, I mean, it's a crazy stat. The spread was 32. I mean, I'm looking at this fucking game, and I had it in a parlay, so I got killed in it. But so I lost this one, but the spread was 32. It's not great. Buffalo at Missouri. Missouri 38-0. No problems there. Moved they up to six in the nation, yeah, Bob.
Missouri didn't even really have its foot on the gas for this one. They could have fucking run this up big time.
Yeah, it felt like... So Luther Burton went out at halftime with an illness. They said he'd been sick all week. He played the first half, went out. It kind of looked... The defense has been insane, which is a good sign, but the offense... We've all been pretty iffy about the offense so far. I'm kind of hoping it's the same as last year, that they just haven't really opened up the playbook yet. Like, it's a deceptive 38. Like, they had some hiccups and a lot of penalties. So I'm hoping that they're just kind of like going half speed until this week when they have a ranked game now at home. So,
yeah,
which we'll get to,
by the way, Texas was like that too. They were sloppy. Their right tackle had like three different play killing penalties, holding penalties. That game could have been a lot worse.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, Texas,
yeah.
It's funny. Texas actually looked kind of sloppy, but they dominated that game from start to finish. Even that way, I think it's going to be interesting to see who the fourth team is, because Ohio State, Georgia are obviously going to the Final Four, I think. And then Texas probably. I don't know who the fourth team is going to be.
I don't know either who that fourth team is going to be. Next up, we got Baylor at Utah. Utah ended up winning, got this one. What happened to Rising? Yeah.
He, like, ran into a water cooler and, like, broke fingers or something.
Jesus fucking Christ. God, this poor guy, man.
He's on, like, year nine.
He's a great athlete, too. I feel so bad for him.
Shit. So he's got broken fingers on his throwing hand?
I think so.
Oh, God. Man, dude.
Jesus just, fucking Christ, yeah, man.
Amazing. At least they're in another conference where it won't matter anymore. Yeah. Next up, A&M against Miami. Cam Ward, another big game there.
I mean, it's A&M, but yeah, they look fucking good.
They look good. They're moving up the rankings. USC, another fucking defensive performance there, 48-0. I don't care that it is Utah State. Shit, everybody used to score something on USC, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Next up was Tennessee at NC State. Tennessee is laying the wood early on here.
NC State never should have been ranked in the front. It's another one that's you got to put in X amount of ACC, SEC, and Big Ten schools, and they're probably ranked like 60th in the country in reality.
51-10.
Yeah, that's a beatdown.
My God. And
to be honest, over the last two seasons, Tennessee has pretty much dumped every offensive player they've had into the NFL, and this is a whole new fucking crew right now, and they're still putting up 51 against.
So.
An ACC team is pretty good.
I will say this about Josh Heupel. When he plays bad teams, and I agree with you, I don't think NC State deserved to be ranked. I think they just ran out of teams to rank. Heupel will always buttfuck mediocre and bad teams. That is never his problem. He will always fuck bad teams up. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Nico didn't even have a good game.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
211 yards.
They go to Oklahoma in 2 weeks, and then they catch Alabama, and they have to play at Georgia after that. They don't have the toughest schedule, but
Well, they're going to lose both of those games. They're not. They're not beating Alabama or Georgia. Alabama actually looks good too.
Speaking of Oklahoma, they're next, and they didn't look great. 16-12 against Houston. They scored 2 points in the second half. Oklahoma it
can't be stressed enough that Houston is very bad.
Yes. Yeah, they're not a good football team. We met with them, actually, and we're trying to do something with those guys for basketball.
Yeah, what were they trying to do here?
They didn't even care. They were the football. They were like, oh, cool, man, we'll catch you for basketball season. But to score 2 points in the second half for your Oklahoma, what the fuck, at home? Jesus Christ. That's surprising to me.
I mean, when Houston is good, it's not their defense, right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is about the worst kind of performance you could expect.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas versus Oklahoma State.
Oh, my God.
Another interesting game.
Threw this game away.
I've never seen a worse coach team than Arkansas.
They had so many turnovers, so many fucking penalties, missed field goals.
A dude suplexed a guy on Oklahoma State on like a big third down stop.
Like the like Waterboy style. Yep. Like, what are you fucking doing? It's over. You got the fucking out. What are you doing?
A competent performance from Arkansas in terms of like the little things, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not even great.
Muff fumbles.
Just competent performance.
Punts. Yeah.
Competent performance. They win by 14.
They held Oklahoma State 5-for-16 on third down. That's how you fucking win games right there.
And then you lose them by fumbling the ball and doing the dumb shit that they did.
They outgained Oklahoma State by 300 yards.
Yeah, the quarterback for Arkansas had over 400 yards passing.
And two fumbles lost, an interception. Oh, my God.
I had Arkansas plus 7.5. So the only way I could lose that in overtime is exactly how it went down.
No way.
Arkansas, 36.25 minutes of possession time to 24-23 quarters. They dominated this game and still lost.
By the way, they just looked, when they weren't committing penalties or turnovers, they looked better. They were faster. They were more athletic. They had better line. I mean, like, everything was better. And then they would just take out their dick and shoot it off and then reattach it and do it again and again. It was insane.
Yeah, look, Oklahoma State's not going to compete for anything this year. Who are we kidding? Next up, Kansas State versus Tulane. Kansas State ended up coming back and winning this.
Tulane's good, though.
Yeah, that was a good win for K-State. Tulane, it was at Tulane, too. It's a true road game against a competitor for the playoff.
Yep. Yeah. Next up, we got Nichols, wherever that is, against LSU. Whoever Nichols is was able to score 21 points on LSU's defense, which is fucking crazy to me.
It kind of sounds like how people say the N-word sometimes.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Nichols, please.
I don't think LSU is very good.
Now, the next one, I don't know. Brian Kelly, let's face it. The next one here, Kansas against Illinois. We all know why they won, guys. Okay, Hard AF is in the stadium there.
People are pumped up.
People are going bug fuck there.
I actually don't.
Huge upset at home there.
I don't hate your theory, because Illinois' crowd was up and they rushed the field.
And there's a non-zero chance that Burt's making his game plans on Hard AF.
I think Illinois is going undefeated this year.
They could. They've got Hard AF.
Central Michigan, Nebraska, at Nebraska. You know, if they... They're not ranked now, right?
Nebraska is, yeah.
No, Nebraska is for sure, but Illinois beat number 19. Are they not ranked now?
They got votes, but I do not.
No, they were too busy.
Oh, they're the first loser, so they're like.
They're 26th.
Yeah, they're 26th.
They were too busy ranking Boston College, so Missouri can have a ranked opponent. Yeah.
They have to.
Iowa State beat Iowa. They're ranked, but fucking Illinois wins, and they're not. That's crazy. They're gonna. I mean, look, Illinois's got a rough schedule. At Nebraska, at Penn State, they got Michigan. They'll lose all those. At Oregon, they'll lose that one. Four losses.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll see. They got Hard AF, 16 ounces flowing through their veins up there.
If they win, it'll be because of our booze.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Again, that stadium was loud, and they're serving 8% seltzers in it.
Guys, that should be the standard everywhere. Next up, we got Northern Arizona at Arizona. No spread on this game. Nobody cared. Apparently, neither of these teams cared. It was 22-10, for Christ's sakes. Iowa State versus Iowa.
I don't understand how
another barn burner.
I don't understand how you beat a fringe ranked team by 1 point. I guess it's on the road, but still, it's not really. It's like fucking 20 minutes away. You beat a fringe top 25 team by 1 point, and then you get ranked higher than what they were before?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens down there.
No, are you? They just swap rankings. They have the same ranking as they did before. That's retarded.
21. They just took Iowa's spot.
Yeah, Iowa or Iowa State are not 21st in the country.
I mean, the back half of the top 25 was a slaughter. So this past weekend, so I think a lot of people had to do a lot of shuffling on
so
how but here's the thing.
How is it that Illinois is not in after winning a big game?
I think that's dumb. Now, they didn't have a better win than Northern Illinois, but they have better wins than Boston College.
They had
and
a better
Clemson.
Win than Iowa State did.
Yeah.
Kansas was ranked higher than Iowa. What the fuck?
Oh, but Kansas didn't deserve that. I think Iowa State beat the better team.
But even on this show, I say this all the time. These fringe top 25 teams I never bet on because this is what happens.
They're all bullshit.
And they all lose. Even Georgia Tech. The hype with Georgia Tech was there. We were all in. We believed.
They ran into a buzzsaw that is Kyle McCord.
Kyle McCord, 381 and four touchdowns.
He had the best game of his career.
Of his life.
Yeah. No, two straight games of four touchdowns.
Of his life. What if he was at Florida State over DJ Ukulele? Look at that.
What if he was at Ohio State still?
Fucking no, you can all good. You can keep Kyle McCord up there. Never want to see that kid's face again. Jacksonville State against Louisville. Yeah, congratulations. You beat a D2 school. App State Clemson, 66-20. This was 35-0 in the first quarter. This is one I was actually surprised about.
Klubnik's only good game of his career, too, so far.
Five touchdowns, 378 there. I guess Clemson's still ranked. I got him at 25. All right, sure. Do that. All right, before we get to this week's picks, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We win a lot of fucking games, dude. Wait till Derek Wolf gets back this week. That $1,000 on Seahawks. Fuck you, Derek. God damn it, that felt good. Felt nice opening week. But no, we've been pretty good these first 2 weeks. So shit, no reason to refill here on my end. And it's been great. Get off the couch, get into the action, start betting on all this shit. It makes the world more fun. You want to feel alive inside? Gamble. Okay? Gamble. Go to mybookie.com. Enter that promo code DRINKITBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. All of these games, there's like 300 fucking prop bets too. You can bet on everything. The only thing I lost on was last night. I went for it after winning fucking 1,200 in the afternoon. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bet on Jahmyr Gibbs going for 53 yards. I don't know why they don't start that motherfucker. Either way, you can bet on all these things. And they got live casinos. These guys are playing blackjack on Friday night, Bob and Delco. Real dealers as well. Playing roulette, poker, blackjack, all that stuff. It's real dealers you're going up against. Not these fake fucking people. So go there. Have some fun at mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. I already took my microfactors. All right. I've already taken these. They're in my mouth. I'm good to go for the day. 30 pouches in here. They got the big six: antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the old probiotics. Also took some liver detox before we got started today. It's a Monday because we went hard over the weekend. But D'Anthony, they're not just a vitamin company. They also do protein.
Yeah, they do. Protein sticks.
Oh, is that what you're grabbing up there?
Yeah.
What's this one?
Cheddar.
Look at that, dude. All right.
No nitrates, no MSG, 170 calories, 20 grams of protein. They're the best. And the protein powder, Formula One, is 20 grams of protein, BCAAs, not too much else. It's like a pre and during workout. And then Level One is a more of a meal replacement, right? It's going to have some fat and carbs and shit in there. They get the best protein in the business.
Awesome, man. go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. free shipping on orders over $75. And it's First Form, spelled with a one. One STPHORM, firstform.com/drinking bros. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Every year after puberty, well, your shit goes down, dude. Let's face it. Sometimes you're getting excess body fat. You don't really know why. You can't pop out of bed in the morning. You don't really know why over there. It's because it's not just about the protein and everything else. Yes, all of that helps, but you need a little HGH-like synthetic juice flowing through your veins to get you popping again. This is another one, dude, where it's like the microfactors. 30 vials, pop one underneath your tongue right before nine-nine time. It'll help you pop back awake and make you feel alert. No doctor visits, no needles. You don't even have to fake it with one of those telemedicine calls or whatever. Like, none of that. Just pop it underneath your tongue. You're good to go. We've been taking it for close to 9 months now. Huge fan of it. So if you want HGH-like results with no needles, no side effects and all that stuff, head on over to bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you $30 off your first order, or click the link in the audio description to learn more. Last but not least, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. Let's go, baby. If you want tickets for any of these college games, any of these NFL games that are coming up, concerts, all of it, you can get them at drinkingbrostickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. A lot of Cowboys fans on there, I found out. A lot of Cowboys fans, and they won again in convincing fashion. And it's going to lull them into a false sense of security, and people will be buying Cowboys tickets all year. So, look, if you're out there and you're going to a big game, buy your tickets at drinkingbrostickets.com. All right, let's get to this week's picks, shall we? Friday night game. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Friday nights. All right, I'm into it. Let's go. Nothing's going on Fridays. Throw a fucking college football game on there. I'll watch it. Arizona at Kansas State. Kansas State has moved all the way up to 14 in the nation. That's high. This is Kansas State -7. Who do you got?
I'll buy a half point for Kansas State, but I think they'll probably win by 10, to be honest. This, like, Arizona's got flashes. This Fafita, whatever the fuck his name
is. Sure.
Noah Fafita.
Doesn't do a great job of taking care of the ball. He's going to throw up some numbers there for sure. I mean, he's going to put up 250, maybe 300 in the game. Kansas State doesn't do a great job of taking the ball away, so maybe, you know, it's a problem for him. But I think -6.5, Kansas State is probably good.
I'm actually going to take Arizona the other way. I'm going to take these 7 points and go Arizona. I don't know how much I believe in Kansas State. They barely pulled it out last week. Maybe they'll get it together this week. But I don't know. I don't know if I believe in that kid, Avery Johnson, yet.
I think Tulane is a better team than people think. That's what I think.
They are, but I think Arizona is better than Tulane, and I think it's going to be a tough one. Now, a 7 p.m. night game on Fox at a college stadium like this? Holy shit. College kids could be going nuts. But I'm going to bump this up a half a point. Give me Arizona +7.5, and I'm going to rock with Arizona in this game. Next up, we got Alabama at Wisconsin. Weird one, huh? Bama never goes to Wisconsin.
No.
Have they ever played besides a bowl game? Probably not. That's a weird out-of-conference game to schedule this early in the year at Wisconsin.
You got to, in the SEC, you have to schedule one P5 team every year.
I like it. It's a cool game, but you never get to see that. It's going to be about 65 at kickoff.
Then. 1-1. They're currently. Series is tied.
Twice, yeah.
No shit. So they have played. Okay. This is Alabama -16. Who you got, D'Anthony?
I'm not going to bet this. I don't know how good Milroe really is. And Wisconsin hasn't played anybody. Their numbers look good, but maybe their defense is good the way it looks against D2 teams. And maybe it's not. It's tough. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah.
They run the ball well, too, but who knows if that's they haven't played anybody yet, so I'm not betting that one. Yeah. 16 is too much.
It's a lot of points. That's why I think I'm going to go with Wisconsin on it with the points. Early game. So it's 11 a.m. kick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a true 11 o'clock game for them. And maybe Wisconsin gets up for it early enough. I mean, they rage out there. So, yeah, give me the points on Wisconsin. I still think Alabama wins this game, though. Next up, we got Oklahoma State at Tulsa. This is Oklahoma State minus 20. Who you got?
I don't know anything about Tulsa.
Really bad this year.
Okay. That's another 11 kickoff. Tulsa, Oklahoma is fucking central too. So
Tulsa just took an L to Arkansas State.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeesh, so
that's not good.
Yeah, but weird place to play.
Where is it?
Maybe I'll take the under.
Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Oh, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take the under 62 and a half.
I'm thinking of Tulane. Sorry. Yeah, look, Oklahoma State is one of those teams. They're going to lose like two or three weird games. And it's just going to happen. This could be one of them. I stay away from this, and I don't bet this game for sure. Next up, LSU is playing at South Carolina. South Carolina is 2-0. Who have they played? Old Dominion?
They just blew out Kentucky.
Yeah, they fucked Kentucky up.
They rolled Kentucky.
They were double-digit dogs in that game.
And they have a nerd at quarterback that wears goggles.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes me like him.
You remember the Georgia kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got that sort of glasses situation going on.
Okay, that's why they're gonna, specs?
Yeah, I can't buy him. You can't ride with a nerd.
That makes sense.
No, I mean, they're inefficient passing-wise. He doesn't turn the ball over that much, but it's like 55%. And they don't run the ball well either. I think as a team, it's 2.9 yards a carry or something like that. For South Carolina. So, yeah, I'll take LSU minus 7.
Okay. I don't know what to think of this LSU team this year. I'll buy a half a point and go down to 6.5 and take LSU, I guess. I don't have too much confidence in this, so I'm not putting a shit ton of money on it. But I don't know. I mean, here's the biggest thing I'm struggling with. We got the 12-team playoff. There's like three teams that are good this year, and the rest of these are like, who knows?
There's only ever three teams that are good.
So why are we doing this 12-team playoff here? Because like this LSU team, you can write off for the rest of the year. They just will not matter. And that's what's fucking strange mm-hmm. to me. Usually there's so much talent everywhere, and I think, fuck, if you're looking for a fourth team, it might be Miami this year.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, look. I understand that they don't have a shot to win or whatever, but you know, neither does like Oral Roberts in basketball, for example, right? But they're fun for the first two or three rounds.
Knock somebody out. And Also LSU's technically not really out of it. They lost to a out of conference team.
No, they're out of it. Have you seen their schedule?
Yeah, no.
It's brutal.
It's nuts.
They're not that good.
No. And it's a very, very difficult schedule. But do you have confidence that they'll even win this game?
Yeah. No, they'll beat South Carolina.
Yeah, I think that was more about Kentucky than it was about South Carolina.
Okay. So you think Kentucky fucking sucks?
Yeah, I think this is a bad Kentucky team right now. I think the program's kind of down a little bit. Stoops has been complaining that all the NIL money's going to basketball and shit like that. Like it's
which it is.
They're having trouble keeping up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next up, we get Arkansas State. At Michigan fell all the way to 17. This is Michigan minus 22.5. What do you do?
I don't bet this either. Michigan doesn't have a quarterback.
No.
23 points. Arkansas State has been scoring this year. I don't know if they will on Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is a comeback game for them, but I'm not giving Michigan 22.5 points.
Me neither.
Without a fucking quarterback.
Whoa, they got a quarterback. All right.
No, they don't.
Davis Warren.
He's terrible. They should start Alex
Orji. He's so bad. We watched him in person. He's bad.
I know. Yeah.
And Alex Orji.
But he battled back from cancer, and he follows me on Twitter.
Well, that's great. Look, he's a great human.
I'm sure he's a great dude. Yeah, it's just like, this isn't a great human contest.
Yeah, or else Tim Tebow would still be starting.
He was great in college.
Many could say
great in the pros.
That football is the exact opposite of a great human contest, considering many of its contestants would not come close to winning it in real life.
Don't say that to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, did you see Tyreek Hill's fucking press conference? He goes, where would I be right now if I wasn't Tyreek Hill? Like in prison for beating your wife and for breaking your kid's arm.
Yeah.
Mr. Hill, yeah, that's where you'd be.
That's where you'd be.
What, are we fucking kidding here? Not that I support throwing people on the ground for no reason by a bunch of statist, stodgy fucking cunts. Anyways, no way with Michigan.
No.
And it, every time they brought
Alex, I just don't trust
it. Every time they brought Alex Orji in, everybody in the entire stadium knew that he was running.
He was going to run the ball.
So what's the fucking point?
Yeah. And again, they took all the coaching staff there. Harbaugh did. Took him to the NFL. Next up, ranked matchup. Big, huge game, dude. Bob, where will Bob be?
I'd be willing to bet this is the first time in college football history that a ranked Boston College team played a ranked Missouri team.
There's no way that's not accurate.
Yeah. Missouri's at 6.
Because they probably only played each other a couple times,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. BC is coming in here.
Off a win off Dookie Knees. Sure, dude.
Sure are, dude. Old Dookie Knees. It's Bill O'Brien coming in there running the ball. That's all he's going to do is run the ball. In this game, this spread is Mizzou -16.5. Bob, let's start with you. Who do you got here?
That's a big spread. That's a real big spread.
For a team that's going to run the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to chew the clock up.
Like I said, Missouri really hasn't opened up their playbook, and they've been missing their starting tight end, and one of their starting receivers went out last week, although he should be fine. I haven't seen this offense operate at full capacity yet, so I wouldn't bet the 16.5. And honestly, Missouri's best part of their offense so far has been the running game as well, which I think we're going to win this game. The projections have us even bigger than 16.5, but man, I just don't see it.
Well, we're going to find out in this game, oddly enough, because I don't think it's that big of a game. I don't think BC is that good. They just got they beat a shitty Florida State team.
But you're
and
not
then a, they got ranked because of it. That's all that happened right there. So I don't think they're all that good, but we'll see if Missouri's a contender in this regard. In two games, they've got 17 penalties for 124 yards in two games.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's got to change today in this game.
Yeah.
Because every other marker that they have, 60% third down efficiency. What the fuck? That's crazy.
But you're not accounting for Missouri being frauds. Tommy, Bill O'Brien, and the boys, they go in, money line, Boston College.
Wow, that'd be +550 yeah, there at mybookie.com.
If you just want to give me that money, that's fine.
Look, BC got it on the other one. We'll see. I'm going to take BC plus the points, and here's why. I watched that entire fucking game because I had so much money on it. I think Missouri wins this game, but I had so much money on that Florida State BC game that I watched the entire thing. Bill O'Brien just runs the ball they use every last second of the clock.
It was about 50-50.
Yeah.
They've run the ball 77 times and thrown the ball 84 times.
Somebody did that last year to Ohio. It was Rutgers did that to Ohio State last year, and it was just like a 9-3 game in the fourth quarter because they never got any possessions at all.
The good thing is that you're not going to do well running the ball against us. We have insane defensive line depth, especially at the tackles, and speed on the edges.
How are you against mobile quarterbacks?
I don't know yet. Buffalo has a fairly mobile quarterback, and he didn't do shit, so we'll
see.
They
also don't have an offensive line, so
right.
We'll see.
It's tough to say, but our we have a ton of defensive line depth and pretty good speed.
And the depth is a really important thing. So I noticed this last week, Clemson, Georgia. And the same thing I could see Texas doing it with their defense, not so much on the offensive side. I don't know if they just didn't need to, but on the defensive side, they were rotating guys, not like sometimes twice a series.
Uh-huh.
They were rotating the defensive players that were in there. Same thing that Georgia was doing. They were rotating defenders in and out the whole fucking game like that. If Missouri can do that, they might be, I don't know that they're going to be the fourth team, but they'll be a fucking top 10 team.
Yeah, I'm going to take the points only because it's going to be a muck 'em up game.
I think the spread's huge. My jaw dropped when I saw that spread. I couldn't believe it was that big.
That's a lot. Next up, we got Oregon versus Oregon State. This is Oregon -16.5. This is at Oregon State. This is the 2:30 game. I'm going to take Oregon State and give me those points. I don't know what's happened to Oregon this year. They're barely winning their games. One was a fucking D2 school, and then Boise State's a good school, but I don't trust that many points in a rivalry game. No. Give me the fucking points. What else do these guys have to play for at Oregon State this year? Where do they end up going? What's their conference?
They're in the Pac-2.
So they stayed?
Yes, it's the Pac-2 now.
They have a Mountain West alliance.
Okay.
So they can win. I mean, they're playing in the Mountain West schedule, and they're also playing Washington State. They can win the Pac-2 and then potentially get into the playoff.
And a lion. What is this, Game of Thrones? Fuck off.
We're getting close to that in college football. I'm taking Oregon State with the points in this one.
Raise your banners for the Beavers.
I'm taking a lot of fucking dogs in this one.
And if you don't think that Corvallis is going to be up.
Oh, bro. This is the only thing they have to live for.
Yeah.
It's the only thing they have to live for this
year.
And
it looks like a beatable team coming off of last week, too.
Yeah. So, fuck it. All in on Oregon State. Give me those points, bro. 16 and a half. I'm good. You?
I'm going to take it at 17, but yeah, same.
Okay. Next up, we got Ball State at Miami. This is Miami minus 36 and a half. Doesn't really fucking matter there. Big stats to remember here. Cam Ward, 700 yards here in two games, six touchdowns. I'd say it's him and Jackson Dart right now who are the top two for the Heisman.
Yeah, maybe that kid from Boise State, the running back, too. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It's not like they play a crazy schedule, so he's probably going to keep dumping in numbers. But if there's a commensurate quarterback, you're not going to win as a running back. Yeah. You gotta blow everybody out of the water. You gotta put up like a fucking LT style year where you have 25 touchdowns. That's the only way to win.
And I don't know that Miami cares enough to run the spread up. I just think it'll happen naturally, but 36 and a half is
they'll probably score 35 in the first half, I would imagine, and then I don't know if they're gonna keep everybody in the game after that.
Yeah, we'll see. And no reason. You're top 10. You're in an easy conference this year, so shit. Just keep everybody alive and healthy and keep them rolling up there, and you're gonna win that fucking thing. Next up is Tulane at Oklahoma.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oklahoma minus 14.
I'll take Tulane with the points. Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
You sprinkle the money line.
Maybe. I mean, Oklahoma shit last
If it was
week.
In New Orleans, I might sprinkle the money line, but not at Oklahoma. Jesus Christ, they can't fucking lose.
I'll kick this up a half a point and go Tulane minus 14 and a half. A lot of fucking dogs this week, mm-hmm. man. A lot of dogs. It's going to – look, if you're a gambler out there, it's going to be a fun college football season because outside the top three or four, all these teams are weirdly fucking bad. So, fuck it. Let's go. Tulane, give me the fucking 14 and a half. Next up, Notre Dame at Purdue. This is Notre Dame minus 11 and a half. What do you think Notre Dame does? Purdue's only had one game this year, so.
Yeah, I don't know about, I mean, Purdue's not good or anything, so.
No, I mean, they won, and they beat Indiana State, I guess, but who fucking knows?
Yeah.
And they've had 2 weeks to prepare for Notre Dame. Well, essentially, probably their entire offseason. This is their Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
But 11 and a half.
I'll take it. Notre Dame's going to win.
I think Notre Dame's going to win, but this game is probably closer than it needs to be. It is a weird rivalry. I mean they're both the Indiana teams.
This game should be like a 20 point spread.
Should be.
Right, but
Notre Dame looks like dog
I think 11 and a half. I think they'll get it together.
Okay. I'm not going to touch this one. I'll watch though for sure because I think Purdue can actually win this game. But I'm not going to touch it money wise. All right, next up is Utah versus Utah State. Another rivalry there.
Yeah, we don't know.
Is Cam Risen playing? What's his maybe, fucking story?
Maybe. The answer right now is maybe. It's Monday, so who knows? I'm not. Don't bet it until you know for sure whether he's playing because.
Goddamn Heisman ticket I have on him.
Or another thing you could do is start a rumor on Twitter that he's definitely not playing, see the line go down.
Okay.
And then bet it, and then fucking, I don't know what I'm talking about. Why would I know that? Right?
Yeah.
Manipulate the market is what I'm saying. Use Twitter as a weapon.
I hear you. I'm looking at Risen right now. Let's see. They're saying it's not serious, but broken fingers is fucking serious.
Could be jammed.
On your throwing hand?
It could be
jammed too, but I mean, Utah State sucks, so it's not like they're going to lose the game. They don't give a shit about fucking bringing him out for this game.
Let's see. The ring and the middle finger on his right throwing hand are the ones that are taped. After the loss, he didn't sound overly concerned. Just been told it's not real serious. You know what I know. It wasn't really serious, and I can't tell you the exact description of what happens. Maybe he'll be back this week. We'll see. What?
That doesn't
sound great. At the end of that sentence, it sounded real positive, and then it ended real shitty there.
The whole thing was kind of odd. It was oddly worded.
I don't know that he plays. Who's their backup?
Dave quarterback.
Is Dave quarterback over there?
He's backing up a lot of teams these days.
It's 21 and a half. Utah State sucks.
They do, but fuck that. I'm not just going to bet on a team. I don't even know who's going to be on the field.
No, that's not great. Next up, you get Ole Miss at Wake Forest. This is Ole Miss minus 23 at Wake Forest. Who you got?
Yeah, I'll take Ole Miss 23 because I don't think Ole Miss is going to be a player as the season goes on. But Jackson Dart might win the fucking Heisman, and they're going to run. He's going to fucking throw for 6 touchdowns in this game.
He might, man. The only thing to watch for is Wake Forest is a really good running back. I don't know what their run defense is like at Ole Miss. But, yeah, look, Ole Miss has been rolling everybody this year. I don't know why this would stop.
I mean,
stop
they played it. Furman in Montana.
Lane covers.
Or Middle Tennessee, rather. Excuse me.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, we talked about this before the show, before we came on air, about these weird streaming platforms that have this. If you're watching out there, this is on the CW network. I didn't know CW was.
You can watch
football.
This, and yeah. Then you can watch Green Arrow right after.
Yeah, they got ACC games.
Yeah, ACC.
Watch Gilmore Girl reruns right after this is over.
It's fucking Smallville.
It's fucking better than Peacock. Goddamn.
Yeah, it's true.
Peacock sucks,
God,
dude.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Peacock Jesus is as bad Christ. As Apple. To be honest, YouTube TV is great.
It's great.
Don't you think that sucks. To open every ACC game, they should just have Kristen Bell be like, hey there, Atlantic Coast Conference.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
that
what's that a reference to?
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
She's XOXO.
XOXO.
Yeah. XOXO ACC? Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yep. Blake Lively comes out. It'd be great. Leighton Meester. Chuck Bass. Fuck, I can go through the whole goddamn lineup.
There. I might watch some tonight.
Yeah, same here. Next up, you got UTSA, San Antonio, at University of Texas. Texas minus 34.5 at home. It's a home game for Texas here this Saturday. UTSA always covers somehow, so I just don't touch this game.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably cover. Also, Texas is coming off like a big win. This is a letdown week. They're not going to go run the fucking
score. I don't even know if they're going to try that hard after this, you know? Why?
UTSA just got their ass beat by the Bobcats at Texas State.
Right down there.
He owes me tacos.
Yeah. Oh, because of that?
Yeah. Okay. I own gas station tacos specifically.
Gas station tacos. Yeah, look, you come back from Michigan, you blow out Michigan, you come down here. Do you really give a fuck about covering a 34.5 point spread? Probably not. Texas just has to win and keep going at this point. Their schedule is going to get tough here coming up. In 3 weeks. So yeah, what do you care? You got UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State, and then you start to care. You got Oklahoma and Georgia in back-to-back weeks. That's fucking brutal. But you make it through that, Texas is in.
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas is in. I think they're going to lose to Georgia, though.
A two-loss Texas team gets in based on their schedule and the fact
that
they're Texas.
I don't think they lose two, yeah, but I think they lose one to Georgia.
I mean, I will say I'm not worried about the A&M game anymore, but OU, you never know.
You never know an OU, and yeah, OU won last year.
It's
in Dallas every
in
year.
In Dallas, so it's like, you know.
It's an even drive for both of them. But, I mean, look at the rest of the schedule. After Georgia, you got Vanderbilt. Florida, who's god awful, Arkansas.
Everybody else on that team are on that schedule except for Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma's okay, but they're not going to be Texas.
No, I think Texas looks like they're making the playoffs regardless, unless they lose to Oklahoma, Georgia, and then.
Dude, they will. A two loss Texas makes it. Also, they lost to OU last year, and they were better than OU last year, too. Like, it's just a wacky game.
Yeah, but every year. Texas is. They were an okay team last year. They had pieces. They're a good team now. They have their line. Like, they're winning the battle on both sides of the line right now, and they will for the full season.
Their fucking linemen are gigantic.
I agree. Yeah. I do think this version of Texas is better than last year.
It's way better. I can't wait. I mean, the receivers, who knows? We'll see how they develop over the year, but I'm very much looking forward to that Georgia at Texas game.
Same.
Because that's, like, the best offensive line I've seen in college football in two decades, probably, versus Georgia, who's always a great defense.
Put the fucking game on at night. It's TBD right now.
It fucking better be at night because we got to go to it.
Please make it the best.
I do not want to be sitting and fucking – well, I guess it'll be cooler. It's the 19th of October, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Next up, you got Georgia at Kentucky. This is Georgia minus 24. Sure, Kentucky looked awful last week. Absolutely awful down there. I don't see why Georgia doesn't continue to roll here in this game. You?
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky looks particularly bad. I think Georgia will cover the spread in the first half and then pull their starters.
Oh, I don't know how Kentucky scores.
I don't either. That's the problem. Like, they've got nothing. You know, quarterback, running back, meh, he's all right. But, yeah, I don't know how Kentucky scores. That's why the over is so low. It's 45 and a half over. So, I mean, this is probably a 42-7 game, if that.
38-0.
Yeah, could be. Could be. And they just don't care. Night game, at least. It'll be on ABC. Next up, you got Northern Iowa at Nebraska. Resurgence down there in Nebraska. Told you to watch out for Matt Rhule. And then that Rayola kid is as good as advertised. He was the number one prospect in the nation last year. Signed with Ohio State, flipped to Georgia, flipped from Georgia to Nebraska. And his uncle's like a fucking offensive lineman coach there. Yeah. They're going to be up for this. I know there's no spread, but Nebraska feels like they're back. People are fucking raging down there. And when they rage, it's a hard place to play.
They've got a piece. Rayola is good.
Yeah.
They've got a piece. Now we'll see if they can make enough highlight reel shit this year to tease some fucking elite receivers to come in and then use the NIL money for the line like everybody else. And they could 100% be back as a program. They could be back.
And we get that all the time by Nebraska fans on this show. We would love to come there. You just have to be ranked and good. And right now, at least you made the rankings. You're up at 23.
Well, they're not going to lose this week to Northern Iowa.
No, they're going to roll the shit out of them, which is why there's no spread. Last but not least here, Kent State at Tennessee.
I mean, you say not least, but the fucking spread is 48. There's no way. Like, I love Tennessee. We'll be partners with them, hopefully, by the spring. Love Knoxville.
Love it.
There's a fucking, one of my favorite restaurants is there.
Yeah.
It's also here, Lonesome Dove. There's one in Knoxville too. But not what fucking prayer am I giving you 50 points? I don't care if it's Kent State or the National Guard who showed up to shoot people at Kent State.
Yeah.
Not one prayer.
No. Not a great slate this weekend.
No.
The
outside slate is actually pretty good.
Bob, but I think the only ranked games is yours.
Arizona, K-State. Mm-hmm. We are the only ranked on ranked matchup on Saturday.
But that's a Friday night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird one, right? So, I mean, you got two ranked matchups here this week.
And we didn't get game day.
Really?
Wait, where's game day?
Yeah, it's going to LSU, South Carolina.
Why?
And they're going to fucking Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Why?
The fuck?
I have no idea.
LSU's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, LSU could very well lose this game and neither of these teams will be ranked next week.
Yeah. Like
that's a real possibility.
Yeah.
Can I interest you in a Thursday night fun game? Right.
What do you got?
We got Arizona State going to San Marcos playing the undefeated Texas State Bobcats.
I'm down. So we met with Texas
State. Wait, do you want to go to the game?
I want
to
fucking, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Are you going there?
No, because I'll be going to, I gotta save myself up for Saturday.
Oh, dude, tickets are $18.
Yeah, they are.
Should we go to this?
Work trip?
I'm sure my wife would love it.
Yeah.
But next week. So, all right. I'm looking here.
I mean, it's San Marcos is 25 minutes from here, bud.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. It's right down 35.
It's exit 205.
Yeah. It's like before you get to New Braunfels.
It's
really.
It is a wonderful college town.
Oh, yeah. It's what everybody
says. Yeah, and everybody parties there.
We're in a Hard AF is in a bunch of like all the HEBs, everything around the stadium. We tried to get into the stadium. Mm-hmm. It was the last second. Yeah.
Bobcat Stadium.
Yeah.
And actually, I say this all the time. It's ironic they're playing. I say that Texas State is the Arizona State you've never heard
of. That's what everybody says, dude. Everyone.
What do you mean because
that.
Of the.
No, they party,
of,
dude.
They rage they and party. It's a bunch of like hot, dumb people.
Yeah.
Okay. They're actually going to be good this year.
All right. Maybe. Good. It's a massive school. Oh, when I got the numbers for Hard AF, I was like, Jesus Christ. I think there's like 60,000 people that go to school there.
It's really big. Yeah, I mean, we're in a huge state.
I know. You don't really hear much about it.
Thursday.
All right. So this Friday thing I got figured out. So this Friday thing is going to go the rest of the year. So there's a Friday night Fox game every single Friday night.
We also got an ESPN game on Friday, UNLV versus Kansas.
Now, yeah, that's not ranked yet, but I think UNLV is going to be ranked really, really soon.
Well, Illinois, next Friday's game is Illinois at Nebraska. That might be a ranked matchup by then, too.
Could be. Shit.
I doubt it because Illinois is playing fucking Central Michigan. But if enough people get beat.
Yeah, dude.
Because they're right on the cusp. They're 26 right now.
I mean, if we beat BC, they would. And
they'll come in. Yeah. Illinois will be ranked.
Yeah. That's fucking great. This is going to be a ranked matchup between Illinois and Nebraska. When's the last time that happened?
I can't ever.
It's probably never happened before. That Illinois plays Nebraska in football and they're both ranked.
When like Mendenhall was there? I don't know.
No, maybe in the 1940s. Maybe.
No, they won because we were just there. You talking about Illinois?
They were in the Rose Bowl in 2008.
Oh, yeah.
It was the 07 season. But
yeah, but Nebraska wasn't in a bowl. Or maybe they made a bowl game, but they weren't ranked or anything.
But I know Illinois won the Big Ten, I think, in 2001.
They've had a couple times. It was on their thing, yeah.
They used to be a good school.
It looks like they're rotating through the conferences because week one Friday. Wait, where is it? Fucking bitch. Show me the goddamn game. Week one Friday was Temple at Oklahoma. Week two was...
Look, I love it. I'm in, dude.
Week two didn't have one. Well, there's no ranked game.
I don't mind. Look, there's nothing on television. Did you hear what happened in the late night shows? Exactly what I predicted over there. All the Jimmy Fallon, all that other shit, they're cutting back to 4 weeks, so they're getting rid of Fridays. I guess they don't want to compete with this. The ratings are in the toilet anyways, but I like a Friday night game. That's great. Fuck yeah, dude.
Especially since the NFL doesn't have it.
Yes, that's perfect. You know the NFL's taking it soon, though, right? Yeah. I mean, this is...
They just had it.
I know. And they're going to... What do they got? The Friday after Black Friday 2. They got that one as well. Peeking ahead at next week. Big matchups. Tennessee at Oklahoma. That's a fun one. USC and Michigan. Oklahoma or Utah versus Oklahoma State. Not a lot of great matchups. Ohio State's on a bye week 3 this week. Doesn't make any sense. Whatever, man. We're fucking gambling either way. Taking a lot of dogs. All dogs go to heaven this week. They all go to heaven. Take the points. Let's fucking go. It's going to be a weird weekend, I feel. I think it's going to be a couple weird upsets here. Join us for fake news here in about 10 minutes over on Drinker Bros Podcast Patreon. And then don't forget to subscribe to this. Obviously, write a review on iTunes, and then leave a fucking review on Spotify. I'm tired of saying this shit, all right? For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Week 3 Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.